Watch out for wooden crosses, garlic, and holy water, because I got 11 questions for you on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Guys, I finally finished The Mandalorian, 8 episodes of Star Wars universe goodness, and I couldn't have liked it more. I've mentioned on the show before on our Star Wars themed episodes that I'm a very casual Star Wars fan. I've seen all the movies, I enjoy them, but I don't go back and watch them or reference them a lot. But I would say The Mandalorian, 8 episodes, is probably my favorite thing from the Star Wars universe, and I know I'm still hot off of just watching it, but I just love what they did. If they could do that with other characters and just keep expanding that universe, I'm way more interested in that than like another proper trilogy or carrying on like the Skywalker legacy type stuff. I feel like that stuff's kind of played out. So I love The Mandalorian, and I love little nods to other things from other movies. But those 8 episodes, I can't wait to watch them again. And the next 8 episodes are already going to be here in the fall, I heard. So that's a very cool reason to have Disney Plus. I'm very excited about that. I also watched another movie on a plane back from Portland this week called Good Boys, a little comedy with 3 kind of raunchy kids. And it's a perfect plane movie. I wouldn't say that it is a must-see, but it's definitely worth watching. You know, it's worth watching if you ever find it on cable or, grab something from Redbox. Pretty funny. Not any huge memorable scenes or anything, but overall just good performances, good kid actors, and pretty funny storyline. So there's my quick review of Good Boys. I am doing a Friends-themed trivia night. If you're watching along on YouTube, you can see this giant Chandler cereal. Look at that right next to my face. Ooh, that looks yummy. You got 80s Chandler, little 80s Chandler figurine inside from Funko. And we're giving this away Valentine's weekend. So you got over a month to try and get tickets to my Big Friends trivia show at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. If you find yourself out on the West Coast around Valentine's weekend or you live around here, come play trivia. Tickets available on my website, triviawithbuds.com. We'll be doing 6 rounds on Friends and a bunch of cool giveaways and prizes with your admission ticket. This is a ticketed event. It does sell out around 100 tickets, and every other ticket event I've ever done at Last Name Brewing, from Disney to Parks and Rec and The Office to Star Wars to Lord of the Rings to Game of Thrones, always sells out. So I hope to see you there if you like Friends. All right. Today's episode is about Buffy the Vampire Slayer for my friend Lauren Cooper, who likes the show. She's been listening for a while, and she asked me to do this about 6 months ago, and I'm finally catching up, Lauren. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. 11 questions on Buffy. Here we go. All right, we are rocking and rolling with some Buffy the Vampire Slayer trivia questions. Here comes question number 1. What is the name of Buffy's true love on the show? Nice general question right off the bat. Question number 1. What is the name of Buffy's true love on the show? Question number 2 for Buffy trivia. What is it called when a human is transformed into the embodiment of a pure demon? Number 2. What is it called when a human is transformed into the embodiment of a pure demon? Number 2. Question number 3. What is the term used to describe the major villain of a season? Question number 3. What is the term they use to describe a major villain of a Buffy season? Number 3. Question number 4. What were the members of Cordelia's little popularity group called? What were the members of Cordelia's popular group called? Number 4. Question number 5. What was the name of the group of powerful mystic women who sought to aid the Slayer and also watched over the Shadow Men? Number 5. What was the name of that group? Number 5. Question number 6. What was the name of the competition where vampires, demons, and humans try to kill slayers? Number 6. What was that competition called? Number 7. What is the name of the park where most of the vampires hang out? Number 7. What is the name of the park where most of the vampires hang out? Question number 8. What piece of clothing does Willow frequently wear during the first 3 seasons? What piece of clothing does Willow wear frequently during the first 3 seasons of Buffy? Question number 9. Seth Green played Oz, the boyfriend of Allison Hannigan. He also played her boyfriend in what movie from 1988? Number 9. What movie from 1988 had Oz and Willow as boyfriend and girlfriend? Number 10. What does Xander call Buffy's group of friends? Number 10. What does Xander call Buffy's group of friends? And number 11, your two-point bonus question. Before turning into vampires, what were Spike and Angel's real names? Your two-point bonus question, Spike and Angel's real names before they turned into vampires. Those are all your questions for today's quiz on Buffy the Vampire Slayer for Lauren Cooper. We'll be right back in just a second with the Buffy answers. We're back with the answers to Buffy trivia. Let's see how you did on 11 questions. Question number 1, what is the name of Buffy's true love on the show? That, of course, would be Angel, played by David Boreanaz. Number 2, what is it called when a human is transformed into the embodiment of a pure demon? Ascension. Number 2, Ascension, also a tag team in WWE. Number 3, what is the term used to describe the major villain of a season? The big bad, like the big bad wolf, the big bad demon, etc. Number 4, what were the members of Cordelia's little popularity group called? They were called the Cordettes. The Cordettes. Number 5, what was the name of the group of powerful mystic women who sought to aid the Slayer and also watched over the Shadow Men? Guardians. Number 5, Guardians. Number 6, what was the name of the competition where vampires, demons, and humans try to kill Slayers? That, of course, was Slayer Fest, which also may be a metal festival somewhere in the world. Number 7, what is the name of the park where most of the vampires hang out? Weatherly Park. Weatherly Park. Number 8, what piece of clothing does Willow frequently wear during the first 3 seasons? Overalls. Nice classic art teacher look. Overalls. Number 9, Seth Green played Oz, the boyfriend of Allison Hannigan. He also played her boyfriend in what movie from 1988? My Stepmother is an Alien. Have you ever seen that? It sounds crazy. Number 10, what does Xander call Buffy's group of friends? He calls them the Scoobies. The Scoobies. And number 11, for the two-point bonus question, before turning into vampires, what were Spike and Angel's real names? Spike was William, and Angel was Liam. William and Liam. So there you go. Some Buffy knowledge in your brain as of now. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for subscribing to the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. If you leave an iTunes review, let me know. Email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or tweet me at ryanbuds or Instagram, whatever you want to do. Just let me know you left the review so I can go and hit you up and send you some cool stuff in the mail. Shout out to my friend Anthony Knight from Australia, who just found the show and sent me a nice tweet on Twitter. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. In what decade did Minute Maid introduce frozen orange juice? Tweet me your answer or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's answer for the question of the day was Rodham for Hillary Rodham Clinton. And your team for today is Joni Loves Tchotchkes. Joni Loves Tchotchkes, which is a combination of an old 70s spinoff, 80s spinoff with Joni Loves Tchotchke, and Tchotchkes, which you can find at like a pawn shop or a thrift store. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And get your tickets for Friends Trivia on TriviaWithBuds.com. Valentine's weekend at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. We'll see you tomorrow. Cheers.